unanimously. Item number 14, continuation of provisions of 4 BAC 2020 pertaining to licensing fixed fishing devices. Mr. O'Reilly.
That's a letter from concerned pound net fishermen up on the western shore, and I think the easiest thing to do here is if you turn to your regulation that's in the back of the evaluation on page 4, you can see the proposed amendment in paragraph D in the middle of that page is nothing more than changing the dates for having this waiver for pound net fishermen having to set and fish their pound nets. And so it would just change from 2006 to 2007. They would not have to set their nets or poles or fish the net, and that would give them priority for 2008. And this all stems from the repercussions from Tropical Storm Ernesto. And really, since Isabel in 2003, there had been similar allowances by the commission to let this industry sort of time to get reestablished.
Right.
And that's the request.
Okay. Mr. Taggart, do you have any questions that you want to pose?
Yeah.
Or does that explain it?
I had one question.
Yes, sir.
And that is, when we think about this fishery, or fishermen, I should say, are these people full-time fishermen or are these part-time fishermen?
Full-time in the case of the pound net fishermen. They do have a crew which might range from 2 to 4, maybe 5 at the very most, but usually up to 4. So it's a full-time operation. You can see from your letter the cost associated with a single structure, according to Mr. Spud Parker, who sent that in to us, is anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000, and that figure hasn't changed much over the years. We have already 161 licenses kept on this industry since 1994. Some fishermen still get in each year, a few each year, because of attrition, but these are the fishermen who had multiple stands in most cases and really couldn't afford to get started right back up with, you know, more than one or two of their array of stands. And I think in that area that Captain Jewell had indicated that this year only 16 of 30 were able to be reestablished for fishing. And I think two of those were just for the sake of getting poles there and showing they could fish. They didn't really operate successfully throughout the season.
That's your question? Further questions from members of the commission? This is a public hearing. Anyone pro or con on the matter? The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Bowden? Motion made by Mr. Bowden to accept staff recommendation. Second?
Second
by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Well, who's here? Item 15, request for public hearing, November. Penn to Todd. Go.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. Even though this is a request for a public hearing, I would like to give a brief background.